98.5, Star 98.
You have no messages.
Stephen Orr's last day update.
I had this guy leave me a voicemail at work, so I called him at home. And then he emailed me to my BlackBerry, and so I texted to his cell. And now you just have to go around checking all these different portals just to get rejected by 7 different technologies. It's exhausting.
Star 98.
Steve is out today. Scotty is in. I'm Laura McKenna, and I cannot believe that you have not heard any of our last date updates in their entirety.
No.
What are you doing with your life?
I heard, though, that it was really good.
Yes.
This last one.
Yes. Every single Wednesday between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, yeah, we will have a brand new last date update. Unless on days like today, we have received so many questions from everybody listening, emails and phone calls asking what happened to Joe from the last date update. And this was from a few weeks ago. So
that's what I heard, though. Like some of my friends
are
asking me, and I'm like, I don't know.
I told Joe, I'm like, you've become an overnight sensation here in Green Bay and Appleton, and you may have to be a regular on our show. And he's so shy. He's like, oh God, please don't make me do that. I'm like, no, you don't have to. But people are interested. People want to know what happened. And so you didn't really hear what happened to get this whole ball rolling. So
I didn't hear Joe. I heard the story from other people.
Okay.
So I actually haven't heard Joe himself.
All right. Well, we'll let you listen. If you missed it, this was Joe. He wrote in about a girl named Brittany that he took on a date. And here's what happened when we first talked to him.
So I work at a big office, and I got fixed up with this girl from one floor up, Brittany. So I picked her up, and she's really pretty, and I was really nervous, but I thought she would have called me back sometime.
Okay, how long ago was your date?
August 18th.
Okay, you have it down to the exact date. Okay.
I picked her up at 5:30. That's what time she told me to, and I was on time. I wasn't late or anything.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so did the date go well for you?
I think. I mean, maybe not. I don't know. She never called me again. I tried a few times.
So did you call her or did you text her?
Well, I called her 3 times and I left a message twice.
Okay.
And then I texted, I think, 4 different times. Maybe it's 5. I can go back and look.
No, that's all right. We're just trying to get a little backstory.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Joe, are you gonna be okay, man?
I'm just kind of nervous.
Okay, so that's what happened when we first talked to Joe. I know, Joe. You just want to hug him and be like, it'll be okay. And then this is what happened when we reached out to Brittany.
Hi, is this Brittany?
Yeah.
Brittany, this is Stephen Laura from Star 98. How are you?
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Oh, you listen to the show?
Yes. Oh my God, did I win something? Am I on the radio right now?
You are. We actually have a question for you. Did you go on a date with a Joe recently? Someone named Joe?
Yeah, why?
This is the last date update, and so Joe was wondering why you didn't call him back after the date was over, because apparently it went relatively well, according to him.
Are you kidding me right now? Is this a joke?
No, not a joke.
That's what Joe said.
That just didn't work out. So, yeah, that just didn't work out. So it's not going to work out.
Okay, so if you had an opportunity to, say, even have another date paid for by Star 98, you would not be interested in another date?
Let me just put it this way.
Okay.
That my handbag was worth more than the vehicle he picked me up in, okay?
Oh, okay.
And besides that, it was a minivan, and I drive like a 2-door sporty Mercedes. So, yeah, no.
Well, I mean, everybody has preferences.
Okay, Brittany, that's all we need. So thank you so much for listening. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Did you hang up on her?
Yeah. Joe, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, you are not going on another date with her.
I'm not?
No. In fact, you should never go on another date with someone like that.
Because of my car?
So, I... That is what happened when we called Brittany then. I've never received so many kudos for hanging up on someone before. But everyone's like, I'm so glad you hung up on her. Yeah, so am I. However, we do have an update on Joe's love life, and that is coming up next right here on Star 98.
Steve and Laura's last date update on Star 98. 98.5, Star 98.
God, I love you.
I love you too.
No, no, no.
Who said I love you first?
She did.
Steve and Laura's last date update.
What?
On Star 98.
So one of our most popular last date updates, Scotty missed it the first time, so he did get a chance to listen to it. If you're just tuning in right now, you can head to star98.net and hear all about Joe and Brittany's last date update. This was from a few weeks ago, and people have been so excited to hear what ended up going on, not with Brittany, but with Joe. Like, what is he up to? Did he find love then? Like, how did it go? Because I ended up having a little intervention with him after the last date update. I'm like, Joe, you cannot, no, you can never go on a date with someone like Brittany again. And you shouldn't want to. And you shouldn't want to be treated like that. So I tried to arrange for him to be on the show with us again this morning to tell about what has happened since then. He informed me that he had some training IT session, something. He went into a lot of details. I'm like, I don't know what you're saying, Joe, but that's fine. Can you send us an email then and let us know? Because I guess not one date, but two dates have gone on since then. So you actually have the email. So
well, it's I feel sorry for Joe.
I know. Don't you just love him? Like, he's so nice. And I feel like just one of those people that just is unlucky in love.
Yeah. Well,
so first date.
He went on a, well, I don't, it can't be really a date. It's not really
a date. Can you call it a date?
No, because he writes, he goes, hey guys, I want to inform you that I did go on another date. It was a week after Brittany, but it says that he went to this restaurant and he was supposed to meet this girl at the restaurant and he waited for an hour and she didn't show up.
Oh, Joe. Oh, that poor guy.
Like, okay, an hour.
Of course he would wait the whole hour. Of course he would.
Just in case she did show up. Yeah.
Joe, never call her again. No.
Well,
okay.
I don't think he will because he went on another date, but he didn't know it was a date at first.
How do you not know it's a date?
He writes that he went on this date. He went to a bar, but he went with his friend.
Okay.
And his friend and his wife were there, but they actually brought another girl.
So it's like
there.
A blind date for real blind because you don't even know it's a date when you're going into it.
A blind date, double date.
Probably better for someone like him because I think he would be real nervous if he knew it was a date.
And I still don't think that, like, according to what he wrote, I don't think that he knew it was a date right away.
Even during the date?
Yeah, but they got along really well and they went on another date and now he says that they're planning a third date.
A third date?
Yeah.
What does he say what her name is?
No. But I don't
know. It's not Brittany.
Brittany.
It's not Brittany. Aw, well, thank good.
Yeah. Yeah. So he says that he's looking forward to date number three.
Date number three. Yeah. Oh, see? Yeah. These last date updates work, I'm telling you. You'll have to start listening now every single Wednesday after 7:30 and catch up on the previous last date updates right now at star98.net.
Steve and Laura's last date update on Star 98.